Welcome back to the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. We're always online at npr.org/Bryant Park. I'm Allison Stewart, along with Rachel Martin.
Hello.
Along with Ian, Matt, Dan.
Ahoy.
Ahoy. Our staff's in the studio.
Ahoy, ladies.
As you know, it's time for that web popularity contest of the most emailed, most blogged, most commented, and most read stories in the web. We call it the most. Ian, you're up.
All right. I was reading the Casper Star Tribune of Wyoming yesterday, as
you're
I always
to do.
Yes.
As I
do.
Very good paper.
And one of the most viewed just had the headline, Fire Engulfs Cookout Site, which I thought, that's kind of weird that this would become a most. Turns out there was a goose cook-off, the 11th annual Casper, Wyoming goose cook-off, Hawk Springs goose cook-off. And shortly after, the saloon, the Long Branch Saloon, where they hold the cook-off, burned down.
Oh, no.
The sad thing is, this is the only business in Hawk Springs. There's one business in Hawk Springs, Wyoming.
Double oh no.
And it burned down. Now there are no businesses.
Zero businesses.
In Hawk Springs, Wyoming. I looked around. Population, 69.
How many people worked there?
Yeah, I know. All of them.
Labor force.
69 employees, 69 customers.
That's rough.
Now there'll be a reconstruction effort, maybe.
Yeah, we can hope. They can start a construction business, and then there'll be two businesses.
There's some Subway executive going, get us to Hawk Springs, quick, get the charter. Matt Martinez, senior producer.
Hi, I have one of the hottest volcanic Google trends right now, which is Alone, the song Alone. How do I get you alone?
Nice, Matt.
Yes, by heart, number one in 1987 on the Billboard Hot 100. Well, you know, American Idol comes around on Tuesday and Wednesdays, and they do the songs, and they shoot right to the top on the Google trends. And last
night... Which makes me feel so old, because they're like, what is this song from another era?
Right, exactly. Well, a couple things on this. Well, first of all, let's hear the song that was performed. It's by Carly Smithson. She has a great story. She first came in on the fifth season, but she's Irish, and she didn't have her papers, so she had to withdraw, and so she tried out this year, and she's actually a very good voice. So let's hear her doing Alone.
I hear the ticking of the clock. I'm lying here, the room's pitch dark.
Wait for it. It's coming. It's getting better.
I wonder where you are tonight. No answer on the telephone.
It's very nice, isn't it? Yeah.
And the night goes by so very slow.
I love a power ballad.
Yeah.
It's coming. It's coming.
Anna and Nancy are waiting.
Get through the first verse and we'll come back. Here we go.
Yeah.
Till now,
oh, man.
I always got by on my own. I never really cared until
that's pretty good.
Yeah,
she's
it's pretty,
actually
good.
Pretty,
it's
good.
Pretty good. Okay, so a couple things on this. Our editor, Trish McKinney, pointed out this morning that the things that become the most searched on American Idol are usually because people love them. They're popular. Look out for these people. These people are probably going to be in the final rounds come American Idol. And she pointed me to this gambling site called Gambling 911. They are all over the Google Trends. If you want to make a bet on somebody, stick with Google Trends. And the second thing about this, be really quick about it, people have been saying, she's saying Carrie Underwood's song, Alone, because Carrie Underwood sang it. And people have no idea that Heart was a group in the 80s.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so they think that she's ripping off Carrie Underwood. Makes me very upset.
Okay, now that's the sound of Anna and Nancy Wilson crying.
Yeah,
right now.
Exactly.
Dan, you're up next.
Hey, guys, how are you? We get a most email here from Yahoo News headline, Great Seal Secrets Revealed. A new exhibit being created to celebrate the 225th anniversary of the Great Seal of the United States, which may sound obscure, but you've seen it a million times, you know it. It has two sides. You know that circular seal? It's got the eagle kind of spread eagled. Stars and well, it is spread eagled. Stars and stripes sort of crest on its chest, arrows in one claw, olive branch in the other claw, and then the other side of it is that pyramid with the eye on top.
Yeah,
you know,
a Masonic symbol.
Bill.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad you said that, Rachel, because it's not entirely Masonic symbol.
What?
And that's what this article is about. You see, those symbols in the Great Seal have long been the source of much speculation for conspiracy theorists.
Uh-huh.
And the Freemasons are at the heart of a lot of those conspiracy theories, that there are all these symbols in the Great Seal that show all these various goings-on that are...
Hieroglyphics, Masons use them to
phrases
explain
phrases in Latin.
Yeah.
And basically part of this exhibit is going to debunk a lot of these myths, which have only gained more popularity with the internet and with the movie, the National Secrets movies. So a couple of the things that get debunked, known Masons like the first U.S. President George Washington and Benjamin Franklin, they had no role in designing the final seal, which uses elements of traditional heraldry, such as the unfinished pyramid, to symbolize a work in progress. Arrows for the war, olive branch for peace. Masons share some of these symbols, but they have never been exclusively the domain of Masons. Those symbols are all over the place back in that era. Also, the phrase Novus Ordo Seculorum, below the Roman numerals for 1776 at the base of the pyramid, translates as a new order for the ages. A lot of tinfoil hat folks say, oh, that means U.S. New World Order. All it really means is it's a new beginning for the U.S. So that exhibit will be traveling around the country.
Cool. And quickly, my most has got a musical accompaniment, please.
Now the world don't move.
Oh, yeah.
To the beat of just one drum. What might be right for you may not be right for some.
All right. He's born. Okay, what's right for Gary Coleman? He's secretly married. He has been married since August. It's one of the most viewed stories on Yahoo News. Gary Coleman of Different Strokes fame married a woman 18 years his junior, a very tall redhead. He's doing the Kucinich route. Apparently, he says about her, one of the things he likes about her, that she's a great eBayer. Went on and on about her being a great eBayer.
There's someone for everyone.
Some of Gary Coleman stuff buyer recently on eBay.
Yeah.
So sort of wondering if there's a gold digger angle here. Not sure. If you want to know more about these stories, head to our website. That's the most people. That's at npr.org/Bryant Park.